Last Sunday, I was at our St. James Cathedral. There was a Chinese culture event, calligraphy event. There, I just met a Caucasian woman who claimed that she is a feng shui master. And she said to me, if you have any difficulties and problems in your life, you can come and seek my help, and I can help you. Well, what interests me is neither the fact she's a Caucasian woman, and she says she is a sophisticated feng shui master who actively practicing yin yang and other sorcery, nor the fact that the transculture impact in our postmodern society, but mainly about the inclusiveness of our church. Talking about inclusiveness, our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, he said, Canada is one of the most diverse countries on the planet. So inclusiveness really sounds like something good, something quite popular. And it sort of represents the good traits of our society. However, I couldn't help wondering and pondering, should our faith, which is Christianity, also be inclusive as well? This is actually a very, very serious question, because every element about it is related and relevant to the core of our faith. In today's gospel reading, Jesus said something very harsh and very hard for us to digest, not only to us, but also to those disciples and to those ordinary crowds who followed him 2,000 years ago. Jesus said, do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. They will be divided. Father against son, and son against father. Mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. I remember the logo of 2008 Beijing Olympics is one word, one dream. And in fact, my hometown, Shanghai, has been promoting social concord since 2010, Shanghai Expo. It seems like that we human beings yearn for harmony and peace rather than division. However, it seems that the more we put in our human effort, the farther we are away from it. There is one fundamental question we need to ask. It is actually exact the same question, just like the one Pilate asked for Jesus. What is truth? To Pilate, it was a rhetorical question. Pilate was not interested in finding out the answer. So he went out to the Jews and did what he thought is suitable under the circumstances. He compromised. Against Pilate's finding of investigation on Jesus, contrary to his conscience, Jesus still suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified and died. So even 2,000 years later, every Sunday or every other occasions, whenever we read, when we recite the creed, we remember Pilate's name, even though he thought he washed his hands. He had nothing to do with it. To us, we also need to face the question, what is truth? Or we need to answer for ourselves, who is God? There is a subtitle for today's gospel reading, according to NRSV. The subtitle reads, Jesus, the Cause of Division. It turns out that Jesus is the cause of division. Why would Jesus say that? Jesus is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Why would the Prince of Peace? How could the nature of peace bring division rather than peace to us? For Jesus indeed is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken the dividing wall, that is the hostility between us. Jesus, by his death, he brings the peace between man and God. If anyone does not have peace with God, then this person cannot have peace with other people, not even with himself. The church should be a light lamp in her community, shining on the mountain. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In fact, the Greek word katelabam means overcame, a synonym of conquered, which is a very, very strong word, because when light shines, it penetrates, and the darkness immediately goes away. There is never a compromising situation here. And the truth, which is light, is revealed from, through church. The Bible, every word of it, is written inside of the church. And Jesus, the incarnate Word in flesh, is revealed to people through the good news, the gospel we share to others. But what do we share? Do we really believe what we share? Or, if we have to face a more profound question, do we know what we share? In our modern society, outside of church, inclusiveness has evolved into covering or including everything. How about church? When Jesus proclaims, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh to the Father but by me. There is no inclusiveness there. When God proclaims through Moses, Hear, O Israel, The Lord our God is one Lord. There is no inclusiveness there either. Therefore, if anyone is trying to persuade you that love wins, God is love, love wins. Do not be too serious about anything. Just play down a little bit, taking it easy. This is not from God. It is not the orthodox teaching of the church. This is not the orthodox doctrine. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Jesus is God. He is omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, almighty, and omnibenevolent, all-good, all-loving. God is just like the owner of the vineyard. From the first reading, we know God did everything possible to keep the vineyard healthy and eating good grapes. The vineyard in the Old Testament is the house of Israel, and today is our church. Do we yield good fruits, or do we yield wild grapes? Of course, the proverb says, all deeds are right in the sight of the doers. Only the Lord weighs the heart. If necessary, the Lord would rather make the vineyard a waste. It is written, for the Lord disciplines those who he loves and chastises every child whom he accepts. If the Lord disciplines us, it is for our own benefits. In the first chapter of the book of Romans, we can find three places talking about God give up. It is always good that we can hear from the Word of God because he disciplines us. If we were in such a situation that even the Lord God gave upon us, how terrible we are. God cares about our character so much more than our afflictions. We really need to humble ourselves before the Lord. Are we willing to welcome the message very eagerly and examine the scriptures every day to see whether these things are so? Do we trust the Bible? Or it is too difficult for us to read the Bible for ourselves? We just follow whatever, whoever says. Or we would rather keep our stubbornness and harden our hearts. When I hear the gospel that we read today, when I hear Jesus' teaching, it pierces my heart. On one hand, I examine myself. I wonder, have I been diligently studying the Word of God? On the other hand, I ask myself, do I have the courage to take my stand if I know without any doubt that it is not about inclusiveness. Even though it is not popular with the modern popular thinking outside and inside the church. Jesus scolded harshly, "You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" The lyrics of a very popular hymn, "Abide With Me," sings like this: "Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me." Only when we know the real peace, Jesus Christ, could we have the knowledge and courage to live for Jesus, even under the tremendous pressure within and outside of the church. May God help us always to take God's side. If God is for us, who can be against us? But are we willing to take God's side? For God always wins. Amen.